This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 23rd of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys a clear sky, perfect for a night stroll. Tel Aviv is experiencing a mild breeze, while Haifa sees cooler temperatures. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from the Jerusalem Post, negotiations between Israel and Lebanon have resumed in Washington. This follows Hezbollah's claims that the IDF violated a ceasefire. Also from Walla, unusual details emerge from a heated exchange between Trump and Netanyahu in a new book released in the U.S. Also this hour, Ynet reports Netanyahu and Haredi parties have reached an election deal. This includes draft concessions for the October 7th probe support. Separately, I-24 News covers Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar's statement on Hezbollah and Iran's violation of Lebanon's sovereignty at a policy summit. And finally, JT shares the story of Israeli citizen Michael Mizrahi, who was killed in a Montreal shooting earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 reported just minutes ago that U.S. Secretary Marco Rubio emphasized the importance of international waterway rights, rejecting any tolls or fees. Ariel Oseran, a journalist, posted recently about Hezbollah leader Naim Qassem's demands for the complete withdrawal of Israeli forces from Lebanese territory, urging internal Lebanese cooperation. The Times of Israel provided analysis earlier today, noting that the Netanyahu government faces a more subdued response to a new Iran deal compared to 2015. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post's report on the Israel-Lebanon negotiations, Hezbollah has accused the IDF of opening fire with automatic weapons near the border, claiming a breach of the ceasefire. This meeting in Washington aims to address these tensions and seek a resolution. The outcome could impact regional stability and future ceasefire agreements. Turning to the unusual conversation revealed by Walla, in a newly published book, details of a heated phone exchange show Trump's frustration with Netanyahu, hinting at strained U.S.-Israel relations during his presidency. This revelation might affect current political dynamics between the nations. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights a significant political agreement between Netanyahu and Haredi parties. This deal delays the Knesset dissolution and sets an October election date. It also grants Haredi parties key legislative priorities. This could shape the political landscape in Israel over the coming months. Next, Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar's comments, as reported by I-24 News. He has blamed Hezbollah and Iran for violating Lebanon's sovereignty, refuting accusations against Israel. His statement at the JNS International Policy Summit underscores ongoing tensions and the complex geopolitical landscape in the region. Finally, JTA reports on the tragic death of Michael Mizrahi in Montreal. Mizrahi was having coffee with a friend when the attack occurred. His death highlights the ongoing issues of violence and crime affecting Israeli citizens abroad. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that the Supreme Court has halted Nati Cohen's appointment as head of the National Digital Division. This follows a petition from women's organizations. The decision reflects ongoing debates about gender representation in public appointments. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that one-third of recipients of nursing benefits from national insurance do not use them for their intended nursing needs. This raises concerns about the effectiveness and allocation of these benefits. And finally, CTEC reports that Oracle's recent layoffs, which involved 21,000 employees, were partly driven by AI. This restructuring, costing the company $1.8 billion, indicates significant changes in tech operations and workforce strategies. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday, Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.